Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going to get back into these media day cuts because I enjoy this very much. We have a lot to get to today. By the way, I should remind everyone, and it is the 3 o'clock hour, Houston and Detroit scoreless, bottom of the second right now. That game's on ABC, not ESPN, by the way. You can join us all at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars. That is Wednesday, October 9th, 1 week from tonight. Remember, it was supposed to be a few weeks ago. We postponed it. It's coming up next Wednesday. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Come out, enjoy a fine whiskey, good cigar like a Swisher Sweet, and a fun night with everyone from QAM. It is free to attend, but you have to RSVP at WQAM.com. I think it's a waiting list right now, but hopefully you end up with an invite and a complimentary cigar. Got to be over 21, drink responsibly, and hang out with us next Wednesday, Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall and by official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Check out themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE.
Hawk, I haven't told you this. I forgot to tell you. At the, it was either the Canes or the Dolphins game this week, and a guy came up to me that I knew, whatever, and he's like corporate at Padron, and like Padron is one of the top, like it's the Ferrari.
It's on par with Swisher Sweet.
No, it's the Ferrari of cigars.
And what's the Swisher Sweet, like a Rolls Royce?
Swisher Sweet's more of a moped. So he was like, you got people thinking that you smoke Swisher Sweets.
I do. You know, you'll never see me without a Swisher Sweet.
He came up, does Hawk really smoke Swisher Sweets? I was like, man, no. I said, bring him some of the good stuff. He was like, are you coming? He's like, yeah, I'm trying to come, get in, whatever. So I am liable for getting you a Padron next Wednesday.
All right. Well, trade you 3 Swisher Sweets.
I don't
one
want
a Padron.
I'm fine, thanks.
305.
Dale.
Dale. Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
Dale. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Crowder, join me in wishing Hawk and Solana Lashana Tova.
Oh, look at that. I mean, rolled right off your tongue, Jimmy.
Right off the tongue.
Were you buffering?
I thought
I was buffering.
I'm was thinking to myself, if he's having a tough time with our names, holy hell, when he gets to Lashinatova. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Shinatova, man. Shinatova.
Before we get into headlines, let's play another couple of these Heat Media Day cuts. So we left off with Jaime Jaquez Jr. We played him, right? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have two left here. Whether you would eat hibachi for lunch. Khalil Ware, their number one draft pick. Crowder, Khalil Ware, hibachi for lunch.
I want to give Khalil some love because he came to Cracked, the Buffalo game, and he patronized the business. So, Khalil, I appreciate it. And, yes, I think he will eat hibachi for lunch.
Yeah, I'm going to go yes on this one, that Khalil Ware right now, everything's always gone his way so far. Like, you know, he's a star in, I'm sure, middle school, then high school, college. Like, he makes the rules. So I'm going to say yes, he will eat hibachi for lunch. Jimmy?
I'm going to say yes, too.
I thought it'd be funny if Jimmy was like, Lashinatova. He thought he was still in the 305 alarm.
He can't. He's not going to finish his meal because he's as thin as a rail, but I think he'd try to eat it.
Let's hear from Khalil Ware.
Would you ever eat that for lunch?
Of course. A steak and shrimp.
Right, but isn't it too heavy of a meal to sit down like at noon or at 1 p.m.? Right now, it's 12:30, to go sit down and have that huge meal for lunch?
Not at all.
No? You have a big appetite?
Yeah.
But then you have to take a nap after, right?
No, I just go get on the game or something.
All right.
That was creepy.
Why do you keep doing that laugh?
But he goes, hey, you got a big appetite, huh? A big appetite.
No, it wasn't like that, man. What are
that
you
was
about?
So creepy. You got a big appetite?
You were hitting on him.
That's what I felt like. Oh, you got a big appetite, huh?
I don't want to do these anymore.
Big man, big appetite, huh? Talking about.
Noticed earlier, you have big hands.
What does that mean?
Oh, big appetite? Oh.
Yeah, little creepy fella. Going to the Heat now. Hey, I'm not talking to the little creepy dude no more. Where does he work?
Suppose like, oh, I know that guy. Like, he guy? Yeah. All right, how about Duncan Robinson?
Guaranteed giggle on this one.
Oh, well, Duncan may giggle on this one because Duncan's me. Duncan will not eat hibachi for lunch because he is me. He and I have been kindred spirits every media day. He always kind of, you know, he always goes with my answers.
I think I'm going to go yes on everyone. I think hibachi has something to do with finances and all these dudes are rich.
Jimmy, what do you think about Duncan Robinson?
I'm going to say no.
All right, let's listen to Duncan Robinson.
Would you eat hibachi for lunch?
If the situation called for it, yeah, I would.
And what's the situation?
I try not to function in absolutes in any context. So, yeah, would there be a scenario where I would eat hibachi for lunch? For sure.
Isn't it too big of a meal?
No. Would I eat it for lunch every day? Of course not. But could I eat it for lunch? Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're telling that. Have you ever had hibachi for lunch?
No, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't.
Okay, all right.
I don't eat hibachi a lot. I've probably had hibachi like three times in my life.
Really?
Yeah, not a big hibachi.
You don't like the onion volcano?
No, it's cool, but it's not a place that I frequent.
All right.
Yeah.
See, that was good. That's like he asked every follow-up question I would ask there. But that, I mean, if the situation called for it. What situation would call for hibachi at lunch? Like a hot, you're going to end the hostage standoff, but if you have hibachi at lunch, sure, I'll break my rule as well if the situation called for it.
I don't like
not having hibachi for lunch.
And I don't like the person that I don't live in absolutes. I'm never going to give you a yes or no answer. Yeah.
Right. Because we're not going to hold you to this, Duncan. It's a hibachi question for an AM radio station. Like, you can live in absolutes on this one because no one cares.
I'm going to catch him, Benihana, in a couple weeks, and now he lied to the world. Take it easy, buddy. You did giggle, though, Solana. I called that.
Yeah. That was worthy, though. Where'd you giggle in that one?
Where'd I jiggle?
Where did you jiggle? I know where you jiggled.
It's Khalil Ware. Khalil Ware. Big man, big appetite.
That's your creepy nickname for you. Heard of the big hurt? Is the big appetite. And he gets into the game. Solana's like, oh, here he comes, the big appetite.
That's my boy.
Shoot around. Hey, big appetite.
It's just crazy dude away from here.
All right, let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. Really delightful. By the way, we have Marley Brothers tickets to give away today. We're doing it every day this week. Marley Brothers are coming to Bayfront Park on Saturday. Going to give away a pair every day this week. So sometime before 6 o'clock, you will have a chance. It's a Live Nation show. Just keep on listening. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, guys, right now, the baseball game has gone to a commercial break. So I'm going to have to look up the score. The Tigers and the Astros are tied 0-0, end of the second. So they're going to the top of the third.
All right.
Coming up, you get the Royals and the Orioles, Mets, Brewers, Braves, Padres. The Marlins, I know we discussed it earlier, the Marlins have dismissed their entire coaching staff. So not just Skip Schumacher, but it seems like they're revamping the entire staff in Miami.
Okie dokie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, today, obviously, speaking of the Miami Heat, day two of their training camp out in Baja Mar. Hawk, you had brought this up yesterday, right, that Jimmy Butler revealed he did have a plan for media day, but his flight was delayed, got there late.
They didn't get to implement it, so we'll never know.
I'll see him next year on his other team.
We never discussed Karl Anthony Towns being traded to the New York, to the New York Knicks. Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo being traded to Minnesota. I know yesterday you both had the take that the East has gotten a lot better, but do you think the Knicks now have gotten significantly better with this trade?
I do.
Yeah, Cat's better than Julius Randle. You used to kill Julius Randle, and then I started watching him play, and I agree with you. Julius wasn't what people amped him up to be.
He had that one shot. It was against the Heat, right? Wasn't it the game winner against the Heat on national TV?
Yeah, two games before the end of the season, he hit the most ridiculous shot falling out of bounds to beat the Heat in Miami.
Yeah, but there are some – there are some superior rosters to ours, Solana. I'll put it that way.
The Knicks were good already. This Jalen Brunson, man, is ridiculously good. The Knicks were good already. I think Karl Anthony Towns is a great addition for them.
Yeah.
You guys see Tyreek Hill today, what his tweet was? He said he, I'll read it to you right now, but essentially that he woke up to trade news. Exciting.
Yeah, that's one of these, you know, new age, I want a little attention now, but it's not trade news about him. I'm guessing maybe he turned on ESPN. They're talking about Davante Adams wanting a trade. Like, it's one of these, you know, I need some attention right now.
I'm with you. I don't think it's talked about now, but if this season continues to go in the path it is, some of these big contracts are going to be moved.
Oh, 100% on that. But he wouldn't want to be here. First of all, what if Tua decides after all that he doesn't want to play anymore?
Yeah. Like Tyreek want to be here with Huntley or Boyle or Skyler or whoever they bring in. So yeah, a lot of, you know, the future for the Dolphins hinges on Tua and them being able to, you know, figure a way out of this spiral that they're in right now, because things can go south quickly.
Davante Adams will not be a Raider in a month. Tua is going to be a Dolphin in a month.
I agree.
Speaking of Davante Adams, there was a report earlier today, per Adam Schefter, he has a wish list of top places to land. It includes the Jets and the Saints. Adams ideally would want to play with a quarterback he knows, he's familiar with.
The Jets.
I saw that the Steelers were interested in him.
Who? The Jets? It sounds good. It sounds good. Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Wilson, and him. Like, that's crazy, but the Jets aren't good.
Well, but Davante Adams would certainly be an argument that, hey, we can be better.
Do something. That's a hell of a bright Brees Hall in the backfield. Davante Adams on one side, Garrett Wilson on the other side. That's the best, probably the best weapons in the NFL, if you think about it.
All right, guys. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. I should mention that Inter Miami does play tonight. They can clinch the Supporters Shield. That game, you can listen to it right here on your home for Inter Miami, 560 WQM, and you can watch it on Apple TV and FS1. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is a nice afternoon in South Florida, mostly sunny. That is your weather.
All right, we're going to have Solana's dad on later this hour. He's going to make some picks. And then also, we've got more cuts from Heat Media Day. What are we doing next? Step Brothers next?
I guess. I'm kind of dejected from this entire segment now.
Why? I think it's gone swimmingly. Huh. So we'll do some cuts. We'll find out what some Heat players and coaches think about the movie Step Brothers in the next segment.
Giggle man. Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm.
Especially if you have a big appetite.
Big man. He'll take his big appetite to Delaware.
Bring your big appetite to Delaware.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What is life if you can't have arroz con pollo?
Hawk and Crowder.
So, Eduardo Solana, we're going to get back to the Heat Media Day stuff. I want to play the Step Brothers clips, but Eduardo Solana is available and willing in the beautiful city of Kendall, Florida, Crowder, to give us some picks. But first, I want to ask Eduardo, and if you're new to the show, Eduardo, Solana's dad, joins us on Wednesdays, makes some picks, and he went 2-1. Last week. He had a winning week. I'd like to get him to a 3-0 week, but he went 2-1. He's 6-9 on the season. So he had a slow start, but he's coming on strong. And hopefully he's got some winners for us today. But first, we know Eduardo, your son, was caught in the mountains of North Carolina during this terrible Hurricane Helene. People have lost their lives. And for a while, we didn't know, you know, if he was going to make it out. And so what were you trying to do? We were under the impression that you were trying to, I don't know, facilitate some sort of rescue, an air rescue.
Oh, well, he's home now. I mean, you know, but what I, you know, he would have stayed a couple of more days. He would have, you know, came back as a man, you know, like, you know, was, I mean, and I think, you know, the major problem they have is not that they didn't have food, they didn't have water, running water, no bathrooms. I mean, they didn't have internet. They didn't have a phone. Mm-hmm. Now these days, these kids, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I will say, you know, all the towers from the cellular phones, you know, they don't work anymore. And half of the people, they will die. They don't know what to do.
Listen. Put me in that group, because I don't think, I mean, you could survive, right, Eduardo? I mean, no cell phone doesn't. What if you had no cigarettes, though?
But usually when I go on a trip, I go prepare.
All right. So you would never be caught without a bag of cigarettes.
I go for a week, I take it for 2 weeks. You know, that's
when Alejandro got back though, and you know, he made it out of the storm. And honestly, people have lost their lives. And you saw him for the first time. He got in on a Saturday night. Did you pick him up at the airport? When you saw him for the first time, did you cry? Did you embrace him?
No. What for? I mean, maybe I cry because, you know, he's back. He's back. He's alive.
The plan had failed. because he didn't want to go. He didn't want to go to the mountains in North Carolina. You looked at the weather report. You said, no. Get your ass on that plane. You're going.
I told him, you know, I'll send you a helicopter. And then these smart little guys, they say, well, there's no place to land here. Helicopter doesn't land. They throw you a rope with a cage, right, and they lift you up. But they don't.
You rappel right up the rope. So you didn't have a tearful reunion, though, with your son when you saw him for the first time.
He survived 3-4 hurricanes here. You know, right. That was a tropical storm. You know, it's just that's sad that, you know, that city wasn't prepared. Yeah. He didn't expect it. The people, I don't think they gave him at least 2-3 days advice. And I look at the consequences now. I pray for those people.
And then, Wardo, you're his dad. You've known Solana since the day he was born. Do you trust Alejandro in pressure situations? Because, you know, we're around him at work, and he doesn't seem like he deals with that stuff well.
Yeah, no, I do. I do trust him. You know, no problem. They were kids. I mean, would it be people my age, six people, you know, it would have been a different situation. Mm-hmm. But at that age, you know what that is.
Mm. Yeah. I know what it was, Eduardo, because it was a bachelor party and it was six men in a cabin. I didn't know that was bachelor party material.
That's no bachelor party you've ever been to, Eduardo. I know that. You don't have to confirm or deny because I know.
No, not that kind. That's for sure. Yeah. That's for sure. That's for sure.
What about Solana's mom? Was she?
Oh no, she was in panic.
Weepy at the thought of she was, you know, going through all this.
Since the first hour, she was in panic. Oh, yeah. How are they gonna do? How are they gonna survive? How they don't have food? They have to just their kids. They're gonna have fun. They're gonna find their way to, you know, to go out. And remember something that I had to, you know, for another problem. I was in two earthquakes as a rescue. In El
Where?
Salvador?
In Uruguay?
No, El Salvador and in Mexico. I used to be part of the Miami-Dade rescue team here. I mean, and that's something that, you know, that one. I used to be a ham radio operator, and I used to do a lot of stuff. You know, I've been with the Pope.
This is all true. My dad had installed a massive antenna in my parents' backyard when ham radios were still very popular. And it was standing up until a couple of years ago. And he was the ham radio operator when the Pope came to FIU years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about a CB radio back in the 70s? Did you have a CB radio?
Not for tractor drivers.
Right. You know, in your car, no. your pickup truck.
No, I have a 2-meter radio. It's like a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
It's called a 2-meter. You know, I didn't know you were a
ham radio guy. That's interesting.
Well, that's the other part of my life. I used to do rescues and, you know, several of them. I used to help the Red Cross doing communications. I mean, I've been, you know, cooperating with the community.
So you really would have gotten Solana out of there. That would have been nothing for you.
Well, I called my neighbor. He's a pilot. He's retired. And I asked him, you know, and he flies, you know, little airplane here from the Miami airport. And I say, you know, let me know and find out if what airport is open that we can go, you know. And I got everything ready to go over there to Charlotte and try to get him.
You know, and you would have flown with your neighbor? You would have gone with him?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be great?
Liam Neeson off Taken. You're going to go get your baby.
He's got a set of skills, a particular set of skills. Wouldn't it have been funny, though, Alex, if a rescue plane or chopper arrived over your campsite and then your dad came down a rope to rescue you himself? That would have been, would you have gotten weepy and teary eyed?
I don't think I would have boarded that helicopter, to be 100% honest.
Good, Pop. See you back home.
We're very glad. Very glad that he's back. I know you are as well. All right. Eduardo Solana. He picks games for us, and we have so much to get to today. Let's do this quickly. I don't know if you know this, Crowder. Do you know that Gainesville, your team, the University of Florida, is hosting UFC this Saturday?
The wrestling?
The UCF. I'm sorry. UCF. The school Alejandro was waitlisted at.
Yeah. Irrelevant.
Did you know the Gators are hosting UCF?
Yes, and I'm terrified.
You know what the line is?
They have to be favored. We're at home.
UCF is a 3-point favorite in Gainesville over the Gators. I couldn't believe it either. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Eduardo, do you like the Gators or what? I don't even know UCF's name. What are they?
Knights.
UCF Knights?
Yes.
Yes.
Are they? Yeah. You like the Gators getting 3 at home or the Knights giving 3 on the road?
I like the Knights.
All right, UCF.
Always against UF, little alligator.
I think I might bet that, too, because everyone's going to look at that line and is going to say, faulty line, Gators should be giving points at home, and that means UCF is going to rout them.
They just UCF playing well. They just beat somebody good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm worried about this one.
How about the Hurricanes, Eduardo? They are 10.5-point favorites over Cal Saturday night. Game doesn't kick off till 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Ooh. Hurricanes, I know. Hurricanes minus 10.5 or Cal plus 10.5?
I'm going with the UM.
Yeah,
favor
like
for 10.5.
Well, I think that's a good bounce back game. And then finally, the Dolphins. Dolphins have been a dumpster fire the last couple of weeks. The Patriots are 1-point favorites over the Dolphins in New England on Sunday.
Tell you what, I'm going with the Dolphins.
Really?
Mm. Yes.
Interesting.
Just try it. They had to float sometime. They had to emerge, you know, these Dolphins.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. there you go. Eduardo Solana, he likes UCF laying the points in Gainesville. He likes the Hurricanes laying the points at Cal Berkeley, and he likes the Dolphins getting the points in New England on Sunday. Thank you, Eduardo. We will speak to you next week. We'll be live at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. I hope you're coming out.
I'll be there. Thank you, guys. Have a great day, and Happy New Year.
And thank you very much to you two and your family. It's Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you. Yep.
Oh, look, Happy New Year.
Rosh Hashanah.
Hey, Eduardo, man. Good. That's my
That's
man.
Very good. All right, there you go, Eduardo Solana. We've got more Heat clips, Heat Media Day clips to get to in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, you smoke cigars, do you?
Yeah, I smoke.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Always enjoy when Eduardo Solana comes on the show. Hoping he goes 3-0, man. I mentioned this once before, and I want to mention it again. We've partnered, QAM has partnered with Mobile Mike Media Relations, the Florida Highway Patrol, the Global Empowerment Mission, and multiple law enforcement agencies to coordinate a Hurricane Helene relief effort to support all our neighbors in Florida who've been affected. So if you can, if you have time, you're in the area, you can stop by Aventura Mall today and make a donation. If you want to know what we're looking for, go to WQAM.com. Get all the info right there. You'll find out where we are at Aventura Mall. We thank you for your support if you can stop by there and lend your support. Let's do an abbreviated 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. We'll get back to the Heat clips, I promise you. But I want to do a 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I was just watching some clips on social media, Crowder. So Tyreek Hill is having a little media scrum at the facility. One of the questions he was asked by Hal Habib was the tweet that he sent out that we had mentioned earlier today about, oh, wake up to trade news. Apparently, there's some rumors that Kansas City might be interested in him and his services again. And which would make a lot of sense for KC, by the way. And my guess is right about now he wouldn't mind going back there.
And Rice, their top receiver, got hurt recently.
So it makes some sense. So he said, though, I'm real happy in Miami. And the KC thing, he said, at the end of the day, we all know that this is a business, but I love it here in Miami. And for me, it's nothing. So that's what the tweet was regarding. It was regarding a possible rumor that maybe KC would be interested in some sort of reunion. And I imagine the Dolphins would make that trade if they would give us Patrick Mahomes. Because we need some quarterback help.
Yeah, for Reek, we got to get a one for Reek. Ones, maybe.
Yeah.
But for Tyreek, too, you kind of brought up earlier, for Tyreek, every day he wakes up is a day closer to his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this quarterback situation doesn't get better, I like for his career, and I love Tyreek Hill. He's top three receiver. You can argue whatever you want. But for his career, that Patrick Mahomes connection might be a little advantageous.
Well, he's watched them win a couple of Super Bowls, and he has yet to win a playoff game here. So I would imagine that might seem appealing. But he doesn't – like in the video clip that I saw, he doesn't have any intention or desire to go anywhere. But he also understands that – anything can happen. He was also asked about his sideline tirade, if you will. And he said he was not angry or upset. He was motivating. He was motivating his teammates. He was saying that I was saying, hey, 2-5, we need more like that from you. Who's 2-5? Is that HN's 28? Who's 25? The draft pick.
Right.
Jalen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is.
I'll confirm with you right now.
The young boy from Tennessee, right?
Yeah. So he was saying he had just made a big play, and I was saying on the sidelines, we need more from you, 2-5. We need more like that. And then he was saying, you know, I needed he's like, I was motivated. He said, if I was going to yell at people on the sideline, I would pull them aside. But he's like, that's not the way that I operate. That was all motivational. I was not frustrated.
I didn't see any teammates around him. I just saw Mike McDaniel.
The person who posted it was David Fiorones. David Fiorones posted the video of Tyreek answering that, no, I was hyping up my teammates. But then he also attached the sideline video and said, you know, you can judge for yourself whether you think that he was motivating his teammates.
Where was the guy he was yelling at? Because Mike McDaniel's right there.
He was just kind of saying it into the ether.
Okay, right at Mike McDaniel's ear.
We have some bad news. Ah, crap. Jalen Phillips just posted, during the game Monday, I suffered a season-ending knee injury that will require reconstructive surgery. I believe that our lives are defined by how we handle adversity. In these moments of uncertainty, defeat, and sorrow, it is natural to question your purpose and wonder what is the meaning of this pain. I know that my purpose is to inspire people to never give up, no matter how many times you get knocked down. I am a living testimony of the power and resilience of faith, and I feel strength in knowing that my God is greater than any obstacle. Through him, I will persevere. There is nothing in life that you can't overcome as long as you don't quit. The mission is still the mission. I have unfinished business to take care of, and I will come out of this trial victorious. Thank you all for your continued support and love. Fins up. Ah, that is awful.
I hate that, too. And he's up for a contract this year. This is supposed to be the big money year. Yeah.
Man. You saw how frustrated he was coming off to the sideline. Like, you knew that he kind of knew something was serious, but Jalen Phillips just confirming his knee injury is season ending.
And people that don't know what it takes to come back from a torn Achilles, he has worked 7 days a week since that Jets game last year to get back on the field with the Achilles. Then he comes out and starts performing at a very high level. And now he has another 8 months, 9 months to rehab every single day. No football, no glory in the future. It's you and a trainer with rubber bands and ankle weights. It's just now it's 2 years in a row that I'm just rehabbing my entire life to try to come out here and play the game I love. I feel terrible. Jalen's a good kid. He's a good – I'm so old kid. He's a good human being. He's a good dude.
He is, Crowder, but as somebody who's gone through this, you know, you mentioned 6, 7, 8, 9 months. I hope it's longer than that. Like, take the time you need to fully recover your body, man. You know?
Because you needed 2.5 years to come back from a sprained ankle doesn't mean that Jalen Phillips is going to need that amount.
But to your point, Solana, I thought about this. If this is a lower
Jimmy's strip, still wearing a wrist brace from a typing incident 4 months ago. We're going to give Jalen Phillips rehab advice.
He's putting Ben Gay on his wrist still. Get out of here, Jimmy. But you tear your Achilles, you come back very fast, and you have another lower body injury. Were you compensating for, I don't say the rush back, because doctors have to approve you. Doctors have to say you can play whatever. But I thought about that as soon as, because I didn't, so Hawk, when Hawk was reading earlier, the first time I heard it, did he come back too early and now his knee gave because that Achilles wasn't
like you say too, like the mental aspect of when he's rehabbing and he's saying to himself, one more month, this is getting, you know, let out of jail. One more month. Can I do this one more? And then finally you get out and you're free. You're on the field, you're playing. And now they tell you, yeah, you got to do that again. That is just heartbreaking.
Yeah. And he's a strong psychological guy. I'm just impressed. Like he was doing charity, having charity events at a young age, like things he does. So like I said, I've been around Jalen a number of times, but to your analogy, Hawk, to get out of jail, but not just get out of jail and start thriving.
Right.
He started playing and was balling and now go right back into sitting around with a trainer doing leg raises and sitting in the sauna for 3 hours a day and not being able to show the world your ability and your hard work. Damn, I hate that for Jalen.
Yeah, feel terrible. Jalen Phillips out for the season. All right, we'll take a break. 4 o'clock hours coming up. Rob Pizzola is going to join us.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
North right clamp south Fox H top pass 38 top Gumby XP sweat.
Hawk and Crowder. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.